Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And that would be Kelsey Carlson. She joins us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. It's been weeks since we chatted with Kelsey. How you doing, Kelsey?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Are you out and about?
I am. I'm headed back to the station right now. So because of construction, it's taking me a little bit longer to get back after my dinner break.
All right. So I'm glad you brought that up because that is kind of interesting, right? I spent a lot of time in the Eden Prairie, Chanhassen area, and man, the construction around there, specifically where 212 is. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, in Minnesota, you just can't get around construction in the summertime, but my goodness, man, when they narrow down so many places to be in one lane, it does get rather frustrating.
Yeah, so it's just slower. Like, my commute is not very long typically, but some days it's been taking me almost 30 minutes to get back and forth, which it's usually around 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's fine. It won't last forever, but I've been trying some different routes every day to utilize the side roads. So I'm just trying to see what the best option is until this is over. But you honestly can't really go on 212 right now because any time of day, it's a traffic jam right around Eden Prairie or Prairie Center Drive and that 494 exit.
Yep.
Unless it's like 11 o'clock at night, it's always going to be backed up.
Have you done a fun trip with the family? And the reason why I ask is because, you know, typically, you know, summertime, if we can and we have time to get out and about and do stuff with our families, we will do that. Summertime is basically almost over. Like, we're at the end of July already. It seems like summer has really flown by. Before you know it, we'll be at the Minnesota State Fair, the Great Minnesota Get-Together, and then you're literally, the school starts right after that.
I know. I still keep reminding the kids that they still have several weeks because they're feeling that pressure as well. And they keep saying, oh, my gosh, school's almost here. Well, hold up. The month of August, still there for you to enjoy. But it does feel like every year it goes faster. And as we age, it's almost like a blip. I remember when summer used to feel long as a kid.
Yep.
Or even in college. You know, it just felt like it was a good break. And now I feel like it's all flashing before me, and it's just over so fast.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Hey, let me ask you this. As a television anchor, how do you operate within the confines of breaking news? And I guess what I'm asking is like, when there's news that's breaking or you have to hop on and you got to deal with the story and, you know, you're dealing with maybe not necessarily cutting to commercial breaks and you're kind of on and you're live and you're trying to walk people through whatever the situation is going on. Is there like an adrenaline rush for you with all of that? Or how do you kind of navigate that? Because it's not something that you can, I don't want to say prepare for, but it's something that happens so spontaneously.
Yeah, so I think I'm one of those people that my mind is always going in about 50 different directions. But I will say with breaking news, that's one of those times where I kind of hyper-focus, and I really don't think about it till it's over. You know, I'm kind of just in the moment and just dealing with whatever is in the moment, especially when we don't have a lot of information and we might be up there for hours at a time just with, you know, little pieces of information trickling in. So I don't even know, I couldn't even describe for you how I feel in those moments because, and I'm parking, sorry about that. It's my car making a lot of noise.
No, you're fine.
Because we just die, I feel like, I don't know if everybody else is the same. I'm just so dialed in with a kind of like a hyper-focused mentality that until it's over, maybe even days later, I don't really think, it's like, I don't even really remember what happened up there.
Yeah.
I just remember, and 5 hours sometimes can feel like 1 hour.
Yeah.
When you're in those situations, the time kind of has no meaning. You don't know what time it is anymore.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right. We're talking to Kelsey Carlson, Fox 9 News anchor here on The Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. I did want to put a bow on and get your just kind of thoughts on how did the 2025 lineup for the town ball tour lineup, how did that kind of play out for you? What did you think of this year's edition of the town ball tour? Because I think that your final one was last week in Princeton. In Princeton,
yep.
Right? Yep.
Yeah. First of all, the pizza pub in Princeton has incredible pizza.
Mm.
We hopped over there to get some dinner, and I don't know if I just haven't had pizza in a while, or I was extremely hungry, or but it was like the best pizza I have had in years. So a shout out to the pizza pub in Princeton for that. It was a great year. Every year, it's so fun to do those on Wednesday nights. We get out to some really neat communities. It's a lot of fun because each community kind of plans a different special lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And so they all do things just a little bit differently. And it's just fun to get out. And for my two stops, they were pretty good drives. St. James was 2 hours and then Princeton was an hour. So we get the car ride to hang out as well. And that's always a lot of fun to, you know, hang out just outside of work where, you know, for at least an hour or two while we're driving, we really don't have anything else that we have to do. So we just get to talk and catch up and, you know, talk about life and joke around. But we're sad to see it go. And I think they've got a lineup, I mean, partially set for next summer, too. So I can't wait to see. We don't know.
Yeah.
They kind of keep it under wraps. And they don't let that information out until next spring. So I'm anxious to see where we'll be headed next year.
I will say this. I just did a quick Google search of the pizza pub in Princeton, and it looks quite delicious.
It was so good.
It looks really good. And it's pretty affordable, too. It's not, like, highly priced. It's like, it's you know, in this economy, you're always kind of wondering about what prices are for this, that, the other, whatever. But they've got some really good stuff. And I got to tell you right now, these pepperoni rolls look amazing. Oh,
we got some sort of hot honey pizza. Anyway, it was fabulous. I highly recommend, you know, going and with. I think there were a couple places we could have chosen, and all came highly recommended because we were asking about where to go get dinner, and we had lots of options. Let me just say that in Princeton, there were lots of great restaurants to choose from. But it was that pizza. It like hit the spot that night. I mean, it was like 51 degrees, too. We just needed hot food at that point. In fact, we got there, and Kelly O'Connell, she was the first to order a drink, and she said, "Do you have a hot tea?" And I looked at her, and I said, "I was going to ask the same thing." We were kind of like chilled in a weird way because we didn't have heavy clothing on. It was like 51 degrees with a breeze and kind of cloudy. Just very odd for a summer night.
Yeah. We're talking to Kelsey Carlson, Fox 9 News anchor here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, Kelsey, what are some of the top items and stories that you guys will be diving into this evening on the Fox 9 News?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, well, we have a lot of sports to talk about. First practice for training camp for the Vikings today. There are a lot of positives here. They've been working hard in the offseason to make some very specific moves. Things are looking good. So we have full report on first day, even though rain kind of drove them inside for practice, not a big deal for them. But, looks like it was a really good start, and there's a lot of enthusiasm. So we'll talk about that. Pierre Newsom is out in Las Vegas for Big Ten Media Day. He's talking with Coach Fleck, and they're talking about the Gophers. And we have a special edition of the PJ Fleck Show airing actually right now on Fox 9 Plus. And then again at 10:35 after our 10 o'clock news tonight.
Nice.
So it'll be good to hear from Coach out there in Las Vegas. I'm sure Pierre's having a great time out in Las Vegas as well. The media seemed to be happy that it was moved from Indianapolis out to Las Vegas. I said, that hurts my Indiana heart that poor Indianapolis got so many hard knocks, but that's okay. I understand. Then we have a Maury story tonight talking about the Superman comic author and the writing of the death of Superman, looking back on that. And so Maury is always so creative with his stories, and that's going to be a good one. And then here's an interesting just factoid. 1987, on this day, there was a terrible storm, included tornadoes, terrible flash flooding. And a lot of people who've been here or grown up here remember that night, flooded basements. I mean, it destroyed buildings. The flooding was so significant. And just interesting because today we had these rounds of blinding rain. Not nearly as bad, of course, but at 2 o'clock this afternoon, I was driving in between 1:30 and 2, and there were points where I was like, I don't remember ever driving in rain coming down this hard. I can't see anything. I don't know where the road is. I can't tell where the cars are in front of me. It was just a crazy weather day, and Ian had mentioned we're used to getting this amount of rain in the summertime,
mm-hmm.
but it usually kind of comes, we get those nice, easy-going soakers that come in overnight, or, they're just easy, non-event kind of rainfall. But we've had event type of rainfall where it comes with storms and comes with problems. And so that's why it feels like it's raining so much, because every time it's just some sort of, it's almost like a gully washer when we do get it. And you don't need an inch and a half of rain in 23 minutes. That's not as helpful as a good long soaker. So we're talking weather tonight, too, and looking to get some quiet days here in the days ahead.
All right, let me throw this at you, and maybe I'm catching you a little bit off guard, but you may or may not know this. If you don't, that's fine. But, you guys have done a phenomenal job on Tuesdays of carrying the Twins games on Fox.
Yeah.
Is that going to continue to be a thing here in the second half of the season? Are you guys going to be out the ballpark a little bit more?
Yeah, so I don't have the dates in front of me, but I know we are out there next Tuesday.
I'll be there.
And then I think the next day I have a Yankees game. Is that August 12th?
The Yankees, that one's on the road. The Yankees here, that's September the 16th.
Okay. And then maybe I have that wrong. I thought I had, anyway, I have two dates in August and I'm pretty sure it's the 12th and the 19th.
The 12th is at New York, I'm pretty certain.
Oh, okay. So I know it. Sometimes we are doing Twins Tuesdays even when the game is away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. So you're still doing the game. It's still a Twins Tuesday.
Yes.
It just happens to be that they'll be on the road. Because I know that you guys are in the stadium, too, and stuff like that. I'll see, like, Jim Rich up in the press box and stuff like that, whatever. That's pretty awesome.
Yes, and it's so much fun. It's great to walk in there when it's quiet, and you can kind of see the whole stadium wake up. You know, the concession stands are coming alive, and then as we're wrapping up, people are starting to come in through the gates, and just a great experience. And we're so lucky. We're so lucky to have the sports teams that we have in the cities.
Yeah, we really are. Well, Kelsey, thank you so much for being on the show this evening. I know it's been a while since we last chatted, but either you or Randy, somebody's on deck, because next Wednesday we've got another day game for the Twins against Boston, so we got a full show next Wednesday night.
Okay, sounds good. I will let Randy know. He's anxious to catch up with you guys as well.
All right, take care. That's Kelsey Carlson, Fox 9 News anchor. Check her out tonight on the Fox 9 News. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do headlines. That's next year on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.